It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, wildfires have been on most everyone's mind in the Motherlode over the past week, with the Donnell Fire growing in the Stanislaw National Forest and the Ferguson Fire continuing to burn in Mariposa County. On this weekend show, we're getting a little bit of an update on how things have been going behind the scenes with first responders battling the fires and many of the latest developments when it comes to the wildfires. First off, we're pleased to be joined on the telephone by Maria Benich with the Stanislaw National Forest, a spokesperson with the Donnell Fire incident. Maria, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, first off, what would you say have been some of the biggest challenges for firefighters and first responders with the Donnell Fire?
Well, I think the biggest challenge, of course, was all the structures that existed up the highway, Eagle Meadow, and in the area. And, of course, the hazard trees. You know, we have that tree mortality that's happening throughout the county and, you know, many counties, actually. And that's been our biggest challenge is safety, public safety, as well as our firefighter safety.
For most areas near the Donnell Fire, is there pretty much no access? Is the terrain very difficult to access?
It is. It's extremely difficult. And that was certainly the biggest problem in the beginning of the fire, where it started down there at the inlet of the Donnell Lake. Very tough terrain to get to, pretty much impossible. And, of course, at the time when the fire started, we had that really heavy, heavy smoke in the area, so we couldn't get aircraft in the area either, no helicopters or any of that. So very difficult for us to get on it.
Everybody always wants to know about the cause of different fires. Will it be a while before we likely learn more about what ignited this fire?
Yes, the cause is still under investigation at this time.
And I also want to ask you a little bit about, the resource count and so forth. I know that was a big challenge. Are more and more resources starting to arrive on scene?
Yeah, that's really good news for us. We have we have 643 people on the fire at this time. So that's the really good news. We've got hand crews and helicopters, fixed wing here helping us. So that's really good. A bit of a problem for the future. You know, we have so many active fires within the state and in the West that some of these crews are going to start timing out, you know, have mandatory rest periods for our crews and folks. So we're going to probably lose a few crews and hopefully continue to gain crews as others become available.
Do you anticipate that kind of current level of crews on scene, you know, that number-wise, do you expect that to continue through the next week? Or you mentioned more crews coming in and out, or do you expect it to continue to gradually increase?
We hope it'll at least stay stable. That's our goal. You know, we have pretty good coverage now with folks and all around the fire and on the fire, so we're in good shape. We'd always like, you know, more if we can get them. There's certainly areas where we're looking for some more help.
I know I've had people ask me, you know, are air resources helping to fight this fire? I know I've witnessed firsthand some of the very large air tankers flying overhead. You know, what can you tell us about air resources, kind of when they can fly and some of the challenges of getting air resources toward the Donnell Fire?
Yeah, so we had some real challenges early on in the fire, mainly because of the inversion. You know, we just had that really heavy smoke. It just really hung in there, so we had no visibility. So we didn't have much aircraft support on Monday, Tuesday. A little more on Wednesday when that inversion lifted. We actually have had really good air support yesterday and today. Say with fixed wings, dropped retardant. I think we put over 42,000 gallons of retardant on the fire yesterday. We've got helicopters still doing work out there, so we've had really good air support. But, of course, we're sharing with fires around the state. But we had a lot of air support the last couple of days, and we've been really thankful for that because that's really helped us to button up these lines and really, you know, hold them as conditions have changed.
You mentioned all the retardant being dropped. I know that's a question that sometimes gets floated when large fires grow in the forest. You know, so retardant's being used as well as water?
Yes, it is. And we have some folks on scene. We have some of our resource advisors who are helping us understand where there's maybe some areas we don't want to drop retardant for different species that are out there. But we have put 42,000 gallons of retardant.
And then helicopters, do they get water like out of the local reservoirs like Spicer? Is that how it works?
Yes, absolutely. Spicer is one of our local reservoirs that we are getting water out of. Donnell, of course, is right there, so we are using those sources. And we just put a forest order in place closing the use of Spicer Reservoir for public safety, so people can no longer go in there with boats or swimming in any of that. The campgrounds are still open. The road to Spicer is still open, so folks can still go there and access it. Utica and Union are open to the public for use, but Spicer, since we're using that as a place for getting water, we didn't want to have the public in there.
Yeah, good to know for anyone going to be recreating throughout this weekend. You know, I also want to ask you about the incident command team structure. It is now unified. For those not familiar, what exactly does that mean?
Well, that means we're basically working together with the county and the sheriff's office to fight the fire. So we all have resources that we're bringing to this fire, you know, whether it's firefighters, structure engines, all those different resources. The sheriffs, of course, have been integral in our evacuations as well as working with the CHP and closing the highway. So that's what unifying commands means. We're all bringing resources to this fire and working together to get it out.
And the main team, they came from outside the region, correct?
They came, they're the Central Coast, the California Central Coast team. So they're not from this area specifically, but they are a California team, yes.
And then for those who aren't familiar, base camp, where is that located for all the resources and teams?
So the Incident Command Center base camp is up here at Dodge Ridge. I'm working with Sally Helms to utilize this area. It's been a great base camp for us and really appreciate the support from Dodge Ridge folks.
So I assume for anybody heading up to Pinecrest this weekend, just be alert that there's going to be quite a bit of fire resources in that area to use caution when you're driving and so forth?
Definitely. That's one of the things that I really want to ask people to be careful when they're driving. There's a lot of equipment, a lot of engines, a lot of a lot more vehicles. We're driving around Pinecrest. We're actually, I should say too, we're actually using Meadowview Campground has been closed to the public. We're actually using that as a sleeping area for crews that are coming in off the line. So there's a lot of activity in the Pinecrest area.
Has it been pretty smoky this past week in that area?
This past week, it was quite smoky. Yesterday, today, again, with that inversion layer, yesterday and today, that inversion has lifted pretty early. Today, it's actually blue skies right above me today. So,
constantly changing, I'm guessing, the state of flux.
Yes, the weather is changing. You know, there's higher winds coming up, a little change in the wind direction. So different conditions than we've had earlier in the week.
You know, at this point in time, what information can you tell us about kind of that Dardanelle Resort area and damage surrounding the structures and cabins? Are there any specifics you can let everybody know about?
Yeah, so to date, we've lost 55 structures. That's 54 cabins and the Dardanelle Resort, the lodge area. We're lost. We've also lost 81 other minor structures. Those are like, you know, sheds around cabins and things like that. All of the permittees have been contacted by the Summit District Ranger, Sarah LaPlante. She has made those phone calls personally, so they are aware of the condition of their cabin, whether it burned or was damaged in a fire, whether it is still standing and protected. So all of those contacts have been made. If you haven't been contacted by her, please call us. Please call our information line at 209-536-5388, because we definitely want to get a hold of you. We were calling all people on our permits. And so those are the numbers that we have. We are still continuing to protect structures. We have done the evaluation on all the structures to date. You know, of course, we're still in the middle of an active fire, so conditions can change. But to date, we know what the condition of the different cabins are and camps up there, and we've been able to contact folks and let them know.
You know, when you say still working to protect structures, what are the types of things that are done to try to ensure that as few structures are damaged as possible?
So we've gone in to the structures and we're removing vegetation adjacent to the structures, hazard trees, if there's dead trees around these structures and that, just really clearing around the structures like we ask people to do, like CAL FIRE has asked people to do. So we're doing that. We also have engines in those areas. We've done some backfiring away from the structures. So we're really just trying to do everything we can to keep fire out of those areas. And certainly also, you know, in the areas that burn through, we're putting out hot spots, kind of mopping up around those areas to make sure the fire is, you know, not going to creep up or come up with this change in weather.
You know, in a general sense, has a goal been to kind of just this past week to protect those structures and kind of push it more towards the wilderness, I guess, areas that don't have any structures or human life?
Well, our number one priority has been, you know, structure protection as well as firefighter safety. So that's been our focus, certainly along Highway 108, as well as along the Eagle Meadow Road 5001. So that has been the priority. But the fire is being, you know, is moving up in that northeasterly direction. So that has been the focus, is to kind of get it away from the structures, absolutely.
We've been talking to Maria Benich, a spokesperson for the U.S. Forest Service and also spokesperson for the Dardanelle Fire currently burning in the Stanislaus National Forest. Maria, thank you so much for giving us the latest information.
Thanks for having me, BJ. Appreciate you helping us get the message out to folks.
Coming up next on Motherlode Views, we'll continue our conversation focusing on wildfire activity in the region. We'll be joined by Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Tracy Riggs. She's going to be talking about what's going on from a county perspective in response to the Donnell Fire. Then a little bit later on Motherlode Views, we'll turn our attention to the Ferguson Fire burning near Yosemite National Park. We'll be joined on the telephone by Scott Gedeman, Yosemite spokesperson, to talk about the fire's impact as well as what the plans are moving forward. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll continue with our second segment in just a minute.